some mefarshim that are very relevant to our discussion. Okay, so let's go back.
Is anyone talking?
Hello, you hear me? Oh. Sorry. Good morning. I was on mute. Okay, I was on mute. Sorry. Thanks for catching it. All right, we're up to Perek. We're going to do again Perek Yizayin with.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to do again Perek Yizayin with the Rashis. Okay, Perek Yizayin, Kil David, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hakshivu Nasi. Okay, I'll give it one more time. So, Tfila Le David, Shema Hashem, Hashem, listen. Tzedek, we have three expressions are presented in this pasuk. Number one is Shmiya, Shema Hashem Tzedek, listen to what is Tzedek. Number two, Hakshiva Rinasi, hearken to my song. And number three, Hazina Tefilasi. And then he concludes, Beloy Sifsei Mirma. Three different expressions, there is Shmiya, there is Hakshiva, and there is Hazina. What is the difference between these three? And then we also have to take note that the first time the word tefillah is mentioned twice. Okay, so first there's a tefillah, and then the introduction is a tefillah l'David, and then we go into the three, and tzedek is matched with shmiya, with shema, rina is matched with hakshiva, and tefillah is matched with hazina. And then David's request, b'loy sifsei mirma, that my prayer be sincere, may there be no words of deceit in my prayer, Rashi. Rashi, there is none. Believe it or not, there is no Rashi, so maybe at some point we'll come back. At the end, we'll come back and say some of the Farshim to explain the significance of these three different expressions. Let's go on to the Rashi. So again, with the Zman Milufanecha, Mishpati Yetzei, from before you may my Mishpat go forth. Obviously, this means may my Mishpat go forth with righteousness. I will Einecha Sechzenem Yeshorim, and may your eyes see, behold, what is upright. When we learned this in the beginning, we explained that this is a reference to our Meshorim, is a code word for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are called the Yeshorim. This Chumash Bereishis is called Sefer HaYoshar. Sefer HaYoshar is about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And here, when we are beginning to pray, the first thing David mentions over here is, David mentions, may Hashem, you see in front of you Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. This year, as we mentioned on Friday, is a very good year because this year is Tafshin Pei Beis, Leprat Kotoin. Okay, when the year 5000, and then after 5000 comes 782. 782 is Begematria, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Exactly. No tricks, no koilel. No extra letters. 782 again is Begematria exactly. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Veloke Yaakov. So here, this is a great Mizmor Yitzayin. David begins to pray. He mentions with prayer in the first pasuk as twice as an introduction. And then the first thing he says when he begins to pray is Milufanecha Mishpati Yetzei. May my Mishpat, as we learned before, we learned this, is that the word Tefillah, Pilel, comes from judgment. When a person is Mispalel, it's Pilel, he's praying for judgment, he's asking for judgment. And David says that the Mishpat, he's interchanging the word Mishpat with Tefillah, may it come forth correctly, may I go before you with a mishpat that is good. And as he begins this, he says, Hashem, look at the Yeshorim. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Okay, that was our drush, and we learned it last time. Now let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Milufanecha Mishpati Yetzei, Avei Rosh Biyadi, Shani Roy Lehi Shofet Alehem Biyisudin, Yeitzu Milufanecha V'lo Yavohu Lufanecha Badin. The sins. Saying a very interesting interpretation, Rashi. Rashi is saying that the word Yetzei means may my averos depart. Come before the judge, and there's a stack on the table of all of the indiscretions, all of the person's sins. And David says that the mishpah, one more time, the averos, the sins, shebiyadi, shani ra'oi lihi shafet aleihen, biyisurin. The word mishpat means, according to Rashi's interpretation, all of my sins, for which I am deserving to be punished, may they depart. Yetzu milufanecha, they should not appear before you. V'lo yavo lufanecha badin, they should not come before you in judgment. May your eyes only look at my merits. Im yesh biyodi zichuyos bohen techazena meishorim einecha. So the meishorim are the good deeds. Only the good deeds may you look at. So what do we take out of Rashi? Rashi has a very interesting, novel interpretation of this pasuk. He's saying every single person in this world has zichuyos and has averos. And the averos here, the code word for the averos is mishpat. And the code word for one's merits are meisharim. And David is begging Hashem, the mishpatim, the mishpat, the averos, yetze, don't look at them, put them aside. But the zuchuyos, my merits, that is what techazena meisharim. Only look at my zuchuyos. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. Let's go through again the whole pasuk according to Rashi. Hopefully, we'll finish and then we'll go
Doesn't
over.
Doesn't that somewhat contradict the concept that Hashem is going to judge us based upon what we've done well and what we've done not so well?
But if a person does teshuva,
asking Hashem to dismiss the averus.
No, that asking Hashem to dismiss the averus is a form of teshuva because it is an acknowledgement that they're evil, that it's not something to be proud of. Of course, it means that when David says
it has to be accompanied by teshuva.
Of course,
otherwise it's not fair judgment.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. David is saying to have it dismissed. Of course, it means teshuva. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Gimel b'chanto libi, Hashem, you have tested me. You have tested my heart. B'kadato laylo, you've come to visit me at night. Tziraftani, and you have. Well, we learned this about Baal Timsa. You have not found any averos. Okay, this was the interpretation of the Mitzudos David. And our first round, we understood this to mean that Hashem, you've examined me, like you are. I'm being tested. I am in mishpat, and in mishpat Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is examining my heart. You visit me. You came to visit me at night. Night is the time of the day. The Mitzudos David says when a person's mind is clear. There are no distractions at night. A person is clear. And that's when a person can define who he really is. Tziraftani, you have, according to Rashi, Mitzudos, it means Tziraftani, means you have attempted to purge, to purify me. It doesn't mean literally. It means to look for psoilas. You've come to examine and explore. Maybe there are impurities in my neshama. And what have you discovered about Timsa? Nothing. I'm clean as a whistle. Is that the expression, clean as a whistle? What does a whistle have to do with me? What does that expression mean, clean as a whistle?
You blow into it, make a clear sound.
Oh, that's what it means. Clear as a whistle, clear sound.
Clean.
Okay, clean as a whistle. It's clean, there's no impurity in the sound. The
or
sound.
When you make a whistling sound yourself.
So it's clean, there's no, it's hard for me to understand what that means, that expression, whatever it is. But it's Tziraftani Baal Timsa. You have not discovered in my neshama any impurity whatsoever. Zamoisi Baal Yavarpi, and according to the Mitzudos, the word Zamoisi means my deep thoughts. My deep thoughts have not transgressed my mouth. In other words, I'm not a phony. Hashem, it is there. I'm not a phony. My piv, the libo shavim. What I think, what I say I'm going to do, I do. I don't. Declare I'm going to do one thing and then secretly I do something else. I am not a phony. Piv v'libay shavim. So according to the Mitzudos, the Mitzudos over here is telling us that David Melchus is being spelled Hashem. And he's asking Hashem, he's telling Hashem, I'm a good person. Have rachmanis upon me. You've come to me in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night is when my mind is clear. When I am who I am. That's the moment when there are no distractions. And at that moment, when there are no distractions, you have taken notice that you've tested me, you've examined me at a time when there are no distractions and you have discovered that there is no impurities in my neshama and I am a sincere person. What I practice, what I preach. Piv v'libo yisham. So the entire pasuk, according to the Mitzudos, is David is being melamed zuchus al atzmai. He's coming to toot his own horn. He's coming to tell Hashem, I'm an innocent person, and therefore have pity upon me, and any discretion that you found in the previous pasuk, dismiss, and only look at my merits. Rashi. Let's see how Rashi learns this pasuk. B'chanto libi yodati ki yesh avir biyadi. I know that there are. I'm a sinner. This is Rashi. This is not the mitzvahs now. I know ki yesh avir biyadi v'mishpat einshi yovel lefanecha. And if you will judge me, I will not be innocent. If the mishpat of my sins come before you, lo etzlak b'din asher kivar bochanto libi. You've already tested me. You have already examined my heart. So Rashi immediately over here is going off on the midrashic interpretation. Rashi is over here, looking over here, that David over here is coming. This Rashi interpretation is basically completely a 180 from the Mitzudas. And he's telling us that David over here is expressing his guilt. Whereas the Mitzudas David to the Rashi, that David over here is declaring his innocence. I'm a good man. The Rashi is a complete opposite. David over here is confessing, acknowledging his guilt. And when it says that you have visited me at night, that refers specifically to the Avoin of Baas Sheva. That event took place at night. David went out in the middle of the night. I'm not sure what time it was, but it was at night to go and to look around. He was doing target practice. It's a little bit difficult because the target practice can only be done by day. They didn't have night vision goggles in those days. So I don't know what it means, because it says in the Medrash David was doing target practice and he shot an arrow and it accidentally went in the wrong direction and ended up uncovering Bas Sheva. Okay, it was a stray bullet and somehow it uncovered Bas Sheva's here. That event, and that over here it says that this, so I guess maybe it means Bokata Laila means indeed that event that David went out for shooting practice and Bathsheba's here was uncovered, so maybe have taken place during the day. But then David called his servants and told them, bring me Bathsheba. And David lived with Bathsheba at night. So when it says over here Bokata Laila, that refers to what happened the following night when Bathsheba came to him. Tzedavtani, then you have tried to purify me, and Baltimsa, you did not find the merit. Just the opposite. You found me in Averis. Let's take in the words of Mitzvahs. Rashi. Bachanta libi yodati ki yesh yodati, I know, ki yesh arabi yodi, vi im mishpat oin shiyovel lefanecho lo etzdak b'din. I'm not going to be righteous. Why? Asher kivar, bachanta libi, you've already tested me, ufakadu to layla le'eso erev be'avoin ba'sheva, shenemar, Vayihi le'es erev ayakum David. This event took place at night. Tzedavtani nisisani. This is an amazing translation from Rashi. The word tzedavtani means you tested me. Every time a person is tested, it's as if Hashem is purifying his neshama. Because the neshama, through nisyonos, is where the neshama is refined. Avraham Avinu was purified. His neshama was purified.
He only gets purified if he succeeds in passing the test.
So that's what it means. It means to have a test and to pass the test. Like see, David. David,
see,
exactly.
See the next Rashi.
Baal Timsa, but loy motzasi bi cheftzecha. You attempted to purify me. You attempted to pure my neshama with a test, but I did not succeed. I failed. Baltim, so you did not find what you were looking for, Hashem. You found only sins. Zamoisi bal yavar pi im tale oid mach b'mach shafti li bochin lefanecha. Bal, if I'll ever go, I'll come up in my thoughts. Li bochin lefanecha, to be tested. Bal.
If I ever think about getting tested again.
No way. Nip it in the bud. And don't ever, Hashem never ever tests me. Let's read the words. V'im ta'al oy b'machshavti libochim lefanecha bal yavar pi loymar oy b'choneni v'naseni. I should never ever dare say, please Hashem, test me. K'mo shemarti kvar, k'mo shenemar b'choneni Hashem v'naseni. Shamar David Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. This Rashi now is quoting the famous Medrash. V'neimo oymim elokei Avraham v'ein oymim elokei David. Why do we only say, look at Avraham, look at Yitzhak, look at Yaakov? Why don't we say, look at Avraham, look at Yitzhak, look at Yaakov, look at Mark Platnick? Why don't we say that? Why don't we say, look at Avraham, look at Yitzhak, look at Yaakov, look at David? Why don't we say that? V'eina melukei David amaloi. The answer is ani bechantiv be'eser nisyoinai. So the answer is Hashem told him, amaloi ani bechantiv be'eser nisyoinai. V'nimso sholeim. I Hashem says I tested Avraham Avinu 10 nisyoinai. And
is this where he says I want to join the club?
Yes, I want to join the club. This is Rashi's beferish. Rashi just says b'nei ma'omer melukei Avraham. And I look at Yitzhak over here, he doesn't say the whole thing. I look at Abraham, I look at Yitzhak, I look at Yaakov. Why don't we say in Shemayin Esrei every single day, I look at Abraham, I look at Yitzhak, I look at Yaakov, I look at David? How come David's not one of the others?
And the Gemara just told us that we have a key saying for David.
Rabbi Akiva says that. But Rabbi Akiva was Chayza. Klach lecha Yitzhak, we're going to others. We're not the Shrafraf, not the key saying, the minor throne. You're right, but David wanted we should say, okay, David. Amar loy Hashem said to David, ani bechantiv be'eser nisyonos. Avraham was tested, 10 nisyonos. You were not tested. David said, test me. So v'nims and v'nims shalom. Amar bechaneni v'naseni. So David said, test me. And what happened? These are Masechta Shabbos. Hashem indeed tested David, and what happened? David failed. David failed miserably. What was the Nisayon? The Nisayon was Basheva. The Nisayon was that he took a married woman, a woman that was miyuchid for another man, or Yachiti, and the whole horrible story that happened. So now, let's go back and review the pasuk according to the interpretation of Rashi, which is completely different than the Mitzvah of David. David over here says, Bochanto libi. David says, Hashem, you tested me. I asked for it. I asked to be tested, and indeed you tested me. What was the test? The test was the story of Basheva, which the code word, the summary of the Maisa of Basheva is summarized in two words. Of Pokadita, you visited me with a test in the evening. At night, when I saw this woman, and I had a Yetzirah for her, and I took her for myself, even though she was a woman that was semi-married. She was designated to Uriah Hachiti. And thus, and Siddhaf Tani, and through this event, you Hashem, you attempted to test me. The word Siddhaf Tani means to test me, and it means also to purify, because through a test, through passing a test, through the difficulty, the struggle of being tested, a person's Nesham is purified. And guess what happened? Baal Timsa, I failed. You did not find what you were looking for. Hashem was looking for success. Instead, Hashem found failure. This is a very interesting expression, because over here in this pasuk, when you say Baal Timsa, according to Rashi, you did not find what you were looking for. What is Hashem looking for? Hashem is looking for success. Hashem is not looking for failure. This, again, is part of the Jewish theology, Christian theology, other religions, is Hashem is looking for failure. The person comes into this world, what does Hashem want? Hashem wants them to go straight to Gehenna. Hashem wants them to fail. And a person has to go against the tide and overcome and succeed. There are religions that believe in this. Yadus, we have Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants man to succeed.
But in this case,
Jewish theology.
In this case, David was overreaching and Hashem was teaching him a lesson.
Because David was not satisfied with his lot. David was not satisfied. He wanted to be a lokei David. He wanted a Klal Yisrael to say about him a lokei David. The same way we say a lokei Avram, lokei Yitzchak, lokei Yaakov, David wanted that we should say a lokei David. And Hashem said to him, the reason why I'm not calling you a lokei David is because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. David says, why not? You were not tested. So test me. So Hashem tested him. And David failed. Hashem tested me, Baltim, so he did not find what he was looking for. And therefore, David now confesses at the end of this sentence, the Hashem, you were right. Hashem, hatzadik v'ani v'ami hodeshoim, you were right. Hashem never ever let me protect me for myself. Never let me ask you again that I should be tested. Zamoisi, my plan that you should test me, Bal Yavor Pi, should never come out of my mouth again. Never in my life should I ever be unsatisfied with my lot, my portion in this world, and demand more, and the only way I'll be able to get more is by Hashem testing me. No pain, no gain. So David was saying, no, so test me. Never should I ever say to Hashem, test me, so that I should prevail, and then I will have more in this world. This plan of asking Hashem to test me in order to win and be given more, Bal Yavor Pi, should never come through my mouth. Should never be said by the lips of my mouth. No, it's more than that. Al Tiftah B'Lisan means you should never bring upon yourself harm. That's even worse. This is what we say in davening: V'lo lidei nisoyin, v'lo lidei vizoyin. Every day in davening we say to Hashem, Hashem, we don't want to be tested. Why not? The next words are v'lo lidei vizoyin. They go together because we know that if we are tested, in all likelihood we will fail, and we will be humiliated. We will be disgraced. We will lose more. It's a bet, and certainly it's a bad bet. Go to Atlantic City, you'll lose all your money. You're gonna walk away losing. So we ask Hashem, Hashem, please do not test us. We're happy with what we have. Oh, but don't we realize that if we would be tested and we would overcome our nisyonos, we would receive even more reward in this world and in the next world. Chazal have taught us, David has taught us, it's not worth it. Work for the city. Go work for the city. Don't be happy with a pension and with a simple life. Don't try to be from the tycoons and, you know, the big multi-billionaires out there in the world. A lot of the big multi-million and billionaires out there in the world are not going to good places after their time is up in this world. The nisyonos of being of this world, achmana litzlan, can lead to bizyonos. Veloy lidei nisyon, veloy lidei vizoyon. These words that we say in the nusach hatfilah are clearly rooted in the words here, zamoisi bal yavar pi. So in the article Siddur, you can put a little note, a little reference, a source. Where does that come from? Lowly they need silver, low they vision. This pasuk, it's Tehillim, Perik Yudzayin, Mizma Yudzayin, pasuk Gimel. David said this in reference to Bathsheba, Hashem, David, Hashem, bring it on. Bochanta libi, test me. So Hashem, fine, I'll test you. Vayihi vachatzi alayla. You came to visit me in the middle of the night. You presented me with Bathsheba. Tziraftani, you tested me with her. And what happened? Baltimsa, you did not see the results you were expecting. I failed miserably. I learned a lesson. And what's the lesson? Zamoisi bal yavar pi. My plan to have more, to achieve more by being tested and asking Hashem directly to be tested, so that Klal Yisrael should say every day, Elokei David, Bal Yavar Pi, I should never ever do that again. That was a bad idea. David over here is a smart man because David is learning from his mistakes.
You know, it's like he's saying, if I ever get an idea like that, stop me.
Exactly.
Because before, Hashem, oh, you want to test? He took away the defenses, the usual defenses. And David was left to his own
devices.
Yeah.
So let's actually, in order to bring out this point, let's read the Likutei Shas in the bottom, where there he cites the actual source of Rashi. On the bottom, page 130 in the bottom, Bachanta, Bachanta, Libi, Bokata, Laila, Tzeraftani, Baltimsa, Zamusi, Baldiyav, Apim, Omar, Rav Yudha Merav, La'olam al yavi Adam, Atzma, Lidei, Nisoyoin. Never bring yourself to a test. Shaharei David Melchi Shol Hevi Atzma L'Dei Nisayon, even the greatest of the great David, he brought himself L'Dei Nisayon, V'Nich Shol, and he failed. Omar L'Fon of Yisrael V'Boyim Shol Olam, V'Nei Ma, what's the reason? V'Nei Ma, what is the reason? What is the reason? Oimrim Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, V'Ein Oim, we do not say Elokei David. Omar, Hashem said, Inu Minsuli, they were tested. V'at you loy minsisli, you were not tested. I'm alafanu ibn shalom. If that's the case, these are the two classic words of Rashi. Bechaneni v'naseni, I beg of you, it's an expression. I ask you graciously, I beg of you, test me. have chen upon me and test me. Shenemar bechaneni Hashem v'naseini. So what happened? Hashem, okay, fine, I'll test you. And what happened? David in the middle of the night, he went upstairs to the roof. He wanted to do target practice. Vayishalech al Gag Beis Hamelech. He went to the roof of the Gag of Beis Hamelech. Vayar, and it says he saw Isha rechetses me'al Hagag, and he saw him was bathing on the roof. That was Basheva. Isha tevas marim oid. She was beautiful. Basheva havak. What was happening? The Gemara says Basheva havak chayfa reisha. She to say chalsa. She was washing her hair underneath a basket. There was a basket, and she was washing her hair underneath the basket. And also Satan, she was washing it, but even Tznius, Tznua, also Satan, came along the Satan, Idamele Bikitsi Parta, the Satan took on the form of a bird. It's like yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in different situations, he takes on the form of different images. At Matan Torah, he was a Zokain. Hashem appeared. Times of Milchama, Hashem ish Milchama. When Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu by the burning bush, Hashem appeared to Moshe in the voice of his father, Amram. Okay? Hashem is my father, a Zokim, Molirachamim, Hashem is a Bochur. Every situation, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes on a different tzu. There are probably many different examples. Many different examples of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he takes on the image of different concepts. And likewise, the Satan is a master of all trades.
Master of disguise.
The Satan also takes on the image, the form, takes on the form of all different types of creatures. A bird, in this instance. Okay, every
you have to be.
The Satan is a tzaddik, exactly. Esav. With the big beard, Kairach, had a strimo, he had a big beard, he knew how to say Shalash Shuris Torah. He said the best Shalash Shuris Torah in the world. Okay, Kairach, exactly. But he was machrim, he almost destroyed the whole Klal Yisrael with his arrogance. You gotta watch out, you never know where the danger comes from. So Pasak Begira, so David saw a bird, the bird was the Yetzirah. David shot an arrow. He was engaging in target practice. Yara David chetz betzipor. That's that paska lechalsa. And what happened? He misfired, and his arrow strayed and it ended up hitting the basket in which Basheva was washing her hair. She was underneath this basket washing her hair. Hit the basket and what happened? Pogab b'gigas v'shibra, and it broke. Igalia, the basket wasn't covered. And the Chazia, and he saw her. He saw this beautiful woman. And immediately his Yetzahara for Noshim flared. And he right away, who is this beautiful woman? He asked his messengers. And they found out who it was. And they told him, and he told them, bring her to me. Miyad vayishlach David vayidrash le'isha vayimach aloi zois v'ashem v'ba'abas e'li'om eshes, the wife Uriachiti. Vayishlach David malachim messengers. Vayikocheho, he took her. Vatavoy elov, she came to him. Vayishkavimo, and they were together. Vihi miskadeshes mitum osa, she just came out of the mikvah. She was a nida, she came out of the mikvah. Vatoshav el beisa, and then she went back home. That was, it's pretty, the way the Torah describes the Avera, it's scandalous. Okay? Kol oimer David ein chata. Kol oimer David ein elatoya. Kol oimer David chata ein toya. Really? How do you read this pasuk? This pasuk is a scandalous pasuk. Okay? And it says here in Rashi, clear as day, this whole mizmar says, David says, I failed. Baal Timsa, David clearly says over and over again, chatasi, I failed. And this whole medrash concludes with the pasuk that we have just learned, and as Rashi quoted a good chunk of it, not exactly. So Rashi didn't quote it exactly the way it says it here, but very close. And he says, behind the sib, "Bochanto libi Hashem, you've tested me. Pakadeto laila." What was the test? The test was you came to me. The word pakadeto means you remembered me at night. And that means you tested me, and eventually you remembered me by bringing upon me a nisayon at night through Bas Sheva. Siraftani, you tried to test me. It's going back. You tried to purify me that I should pass the test and thus be eligible for Klal Yisrael to say about me, Elokei David. But what happened, Bal Timsa? You did not find what you were looking for. I failed. I failed the test. Rashi, the editor, adds in, Chashavta litzarfeni v'loi mitzorsani nafi. You did not find me innocent. And therefore, what's the lesson? What is the takeaway? What's the takeaway? The takeaway from this is v'loi lidei nisayon v'loi lidei bizayon. A person should pray, Hashem, do not test me. I'm happy with what I have. If you're going to test me, the result's going to be, I'm going to come lidei bizayonis. A person should never ask Hashem to test him. It's not going to end up well.
Wasn't he also tested?
The answer is yes, but for this particular sin issue, this was the test. According to Chazal, David wanted that Klal Yisrael should recognize him as being Elokei David, just as we recognize Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. David wanted he should be recognized as being Elokei David. And the question is, let's just finish up over here. Zamaisi bal yavarbi, and David, the takeaway is that my plans. Zamaisi means a plan, bal yavarbi should not come through my mouth. Amar David says, iku, now what's the word zamaisi? So this gemara, it's really the gemara. It's not a medj, the gemara. The gemara over here is telling us a very, very good translation of the word zamaisi. Zamaisi ordinarily means my thoughts. But the word zamaisi is related to the word zamam. A muzzle. Le'sachsam shor, le'sachsam shor bidishai. You're not allowed to muzzle an ox when it threshes. Another word for a muzzle is a zamam. So Omar David, iku, if only it would have been nofal zamama nofal bipumei demand this sonei li. Okay, this is a euphemism. The person who hates me, referring to himself. Okay, he's referring to himself. The person who hates me is saying about himself what he did to himself. If only someone would have put, but if only somebody would have put upon my mouth a muzzle. If only someone would have put a muzzle on my mouth, and I never would have said to Hashem, I also want to be called, I also want to be part of the team, as Rav Michal said, and be called Elokei David. If only when that machshav in the past came upon my mind, someone would have put a muzzle on my mouth, I would be today in a much better position. I wouldn't have all of these problems. What David had, according to Chazal, with all of the trouble that David had with his children, was a punishment for Maisa of Bathsheba. So if David it's a domino effect. One thing leads to another. If he would have nipped it in the bud in the very beginning, would not have asked Hashem to be called Elokei David. He never would have sinned with Bathsheba, and he would not have had all the trouble with Avshalom and with this and with that. One thing leads to another. This is where it all started. Yes, he did tshuva. He said chatasi. He saved his malchus by saying chatasi. But yet, look at all the collateral damage. Everything in this world has collateral damage.
Was it arrogance? Yes.
I guess. I mean, how do you understand? I mean, that's a very big thing to say about David HaMelech. He was arrogant. You got to be careful. But David clearly sinned. I mean, yeah, would Chazal say you have a right to say? Do they say it? I don't know if they say it's arrogance. You can say what you want to say. Ilu. Iku zemama nafal bepumi deman the sunny li of me ten halavai would have been vahoya arrested befi, they would have been arrested, they would have been a Muslim befi for the Amar Kiha Milsa. Now let's take note of a few important things. First, Rashi says, quotes the whole Chazal, but Rashi differs with the Gemara in the last words. Whereas, according to the Gemara, when the word zamaisi bal yavar pi, okay, so the Gemara says it means it's the past. That halavai would have been in the past, someone would have put a muzzle on my mouth and I would not have asked Hashem for to be called Elokei David. The past. And when you say the past, the word zamoisi means a muzzle. That is what it says in the Gemara. But Rashi, who learns the entire Pasuk Lufi Chazal, and Rashi is not learning the Pasuk Lufi Pshat, like in the Mitzudas David, yet, when it comes to the end of the Pasuk, he is twisting the Chazal in a different way. He's translating the word Zamoisi to mean a plan, and he's interpreting these words in regard to the future. That in the future, I should never repeat my mistake. So it's a funny Rashi. Rashi has to make up his mind. You want to go learn the Pasuk Lefi Pshat, or you want to learn the Pasuk Lefi the Chazal. If you're going to quote the whole Pasuk Lefi Chazal, explain Lefi Chazal, so follow through. The last words of Zamoisi Bal Yavar Pi should be that Halavai, it would have been that somebody put a muzzle on my mouth, and I would not have said that. Yet Rashi at the end goes and says the word Zamoisi means a plan, and in the future, if I ever have such plans, I ask you, Hashem, in the future, I should never come and say this again, which leads me to suspect that Rashi is not translating the pasuk from this particular piece of Gemara. There's probably a medrash that Rashi is really drawing from. Why do I say that? Because Rashi, he says, only mentions Avraham. He only mentions Avraham. David says, why? Look in the Rashi. Rashi says, in the beginning of the Rashi, B'chan Lidi, Rashi says, David said to Hashem, "Sha'amar David lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu mibnei mo oimim Elokei Avraham, ve'ein oimrim Elokei David." Amar loy, ani bechantiv, ve'eser nisyoinais, ve'nimsa shalem. Now go to the Gemara. This is a word where mibnei mo oimim Elokei Avraham. The Gemara says three things: Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, ve'Elokei Yaakov. Ve'enem elokei David, Omar inu minsu li, v'yad lo minsis li. Okay, so that's very suspicious why Rashi only refers to Avraham, and this Gemara refers to all three. Furthermore, when it comes to Avraham was tested 10 times. Where do we find Yitzchak? And then Rashi says, Avraham was tested with the 10 nisyonos. Yitzchak and Yaakov, where were they tested? Where was Yitzchak and Yaakov tested? And you can say what you want to say. You can go and you can study their entire lives and go analyze every single pasuk and see this was the test. But it is interesting that Chazal don't go and enumerate the nisyonos. Chazal spend a lot of time with the tests of Avraham, especially when it says v'ho Elokim nisa es Avraham. On Rosh Hashanah. Does it say the word Nisa? No, it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. It says, you're right, I'm all with you. But what does the Pasuk put? The Pasuk puts the Nisayon of the Ho Elohim Nisa, the word Nisa, es Avraham. Yitzchak, we on the Nusach HaTfilah, Zechor LaKedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak. What about the word Nisayon? It doesn't use the word Nisayon anywhere in regard to Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says, that they were tested. It groups together Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham, we know it says the word Nisa, and Chazal spend a lot of time telling us there are 10 Nisayonos. And they enumerate, and in fact, there's a major machlekes rishonim, what exactly are the 10 nisyonos of Avraham. Right. Count the 10 nisyonos. Look in the back of the Arshul Chumash, and then there's a chart, if I'm not mistaken, that tells you the different opinions, what were the 10 nisyonos. No. Not everyone agrees. Was the Akedah number 10, or was it number 9? No. Was Nisa Sora number 10? And there are other interpretations. There are so many interpretations. Look at the rishonim. I don't recall anyone ever enumerating the nisyonos of Yitzchak and Yaakov. I don't think it's a chazal that tells us a number. Of course, everyone is tested in this world. Who's not tested? You wake up in the morning, you're tested. You want to press the snooze button, or you want to wake up. Every second of the day is a test. Okay? Everyone is tested. You'll go through the life, but obviously when you talk about Avraham being tested, it's a different caliber. It's a whole different mitzvah. it's very interesting that Rashi, when he quotes this sugya, he only mentions Avraham. That's it. Why? And David's taina was, the Klal Yisrael are called Elokei Avraham. And me, they just say David HaMelech. Why don't they say Elokei David? According to Rashi, Yitzchak and Yaakov are not part of the equation. And then Hashem answers, don't you know the Chazal? It says, Avraham had 10 nisyonos. 10 nisyonos. So David says, okay, test me. Oh, wait a minute. One test is not enough. No? Read the Rashi. Rashi says here, on the left side, the left column of Rashi, in the middle, according to Rashi, they only say Elokei Avraham.
Avraham only said Nisa on one occasion.
Hashem says, Look at Rashi. Elokei Avraham, the ain omim Elokei David. Omar Loi Hashem says, Ani bechantiv be'eser nisyonos. 10.
It only says
Nisa in
one, so I mean, you
would. Okay, but Rashi's, Chazal said there were 10. You're right, it only says in the Pasuk we need so once, but Chazal emphasized 10, and Rashi quotes 10. The Essen, and over here Rashi is quoting from a Chazal, which it's not the Gemara, obviously, because the Gemara mentions Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it doesn't say the number 10. And Rashi's setting over 10 times. V'nim sasholein. So what does David say? David says,
"B'cholein v'anim v'naseini."
Oh, what did you just say? Test me.
He failed the first time.
That's what it means now. Oh, that's why Rashi learns. Let's not go to number two. I didn't even get past number one. So let's not go. So it seems that Rashi is quoting. See over here in the Rashi at the end of this sugya, it says. Here's the problem. See, I don't know. You have to really look at old manuscripts because at the end of this thing, it says, "V'nim so shalem omar bechonin v'naseni kidi isa b'meseches Shabbos."
That's an error.
What?
It should say Sanhedrin.
Okay, Shabbos, and then in parentheses it says Sanhedrin. So number one, in Shabbos it doesn't appear, correct? Right. Number two, this is not what it says in the Masechta Sanhedrin. Whoever put this Mar Mokoyim in the Rashi is incorrect, because on the bottom of the page we have the Sugi Masechta Sanhedrin, and there it doesn't say this. There it says that David said to Hashem, they say, look at Avram, look at Isaac, look at Yaakov. Why don't they say, look at David? So Hashem says, they were tested. Doesn't say 10 tests. And you were not tested. And in the Masechta Sanhedrin it says, when it says the word Zamoisi means a muzzle, halavai, I never would have made that statement. And what does Rashi here say? Hashem, in case this machshava ever comes up in my mind again, nip it in the bud. Don't let me have a machshava in the future. So we got a big problem here. It doesn't say this in Masechta Shabbos. And whoever put in the Maariv Malkim of Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin is quoting a Gemara that is a different version. Very often we have very similar stories, and we have a Medrash that says it one way, and a Gemara that says it another way, and then maybe you'll find the Talmud Yerushalmi that says it a third way, and you'll find another Medrash or Targum Yonos Ben Uzil that says it a different way.
Are there places where you can merge and fill in the blanks?
Right, so there are times when you can say they're different stories, or they're different, look at the most classic story of them all.
Why can't you read this into that also? In Talmud Vachshavti right?
There are too many red flags.
Don't let it into my mind. No, put a muzzle in my mouth.
Rashi learns the future.
You shouldn't get into my mouth.
You can't play around with the past and the future. Rashi says the future. And the Gemara clearly says, oy chaval, oy, what happened in the past? You're mourning what should have been, what could have, should have. This is like the worst thing, worst thing in people that are depressed. You go back into the past. The past is gone. You can't go back. Only go back to the future. Go to the future, forward. And over here, David in the Gemara is exhibiting the biggest nightmare for a psychologist. A guy walks in. There's a major difference between Rashi and the Gemara. The Gemara says the past. David is having charata on the past. Rashi says, Hashem, protect me from the future.
But Rashi is saying, Omar b'choneini nisaini.
That's the expression.
And it does say that.
In
it
Shabbos, it doesn't exist.
Nisaini.
No, that's the pasuk. That's a pasuk. That's the pasuk. But when Rashi explains the pshat in that pasuk, you go back up to the top of the page, on the top of the column. Rashi. Yavar B. Look at the words. Look at Rashi here. Yeah. Rashi, Zamoisi Bal Yavar Pi Im Ta'ale Oid. That's the future. If this thought ever comes up in my mind again to ask Hashem to give me more than what I have, and I will earn it by being tested, Im Yavar Tim Ta'ale Oid Bimachshafti Libochein Lifanecha, I beg you now, in the future, don't let this thought percolate. Bal yavar pi loymar oid bichoneni vinaseni. Kemoish amarti kvar. It could not be more clear in Rashi.
No, very good, but that's what that was.
Now go to the Gemara.
The end of Rashi, you say. The end of Rashi, you say.
Those are the words of the pasuk. Those are the words of the pasuk where David actually said to Hashem, test me. Test me. Right. That's what he did. David is saying now, Rashi explains.
That's what he's calling at the end of Rashi.
Correct, but yeah. Look how Rashi learns the end of this pasuk.
But
the Gemara does not learn this pasuk in that fashion. The Gemara, when it says Zamoisi Bal Yavar Pi, means the past. Okay, come on, right, but that's not going to affect the difficulty. Rashi here is giving an explanation that does not appear in the Gemara. There are some red flags here in this Rashi that do not coincide with what it says in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. In Masechta Sanhedrin, David's complaint was, I want to be like Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. And there the Gemara says, Hashem says, they were tested. Does not give a number. And then it says, the end, Zamoisi means a muzzle. Halavai, in the past, someone should have muzzled my mouth not to have said what I said. Rashi here, number one, he talks about only Avraham. Number two, he talks about ten nisyonos. Number three, he talks about the future. So this leads me to suspect that Rashi is not quoting from the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, and the editor who puts in Masechta Sanhedrin is incorrect. This is not what it says in the Gemara here. It's a similar version, but it's not the version that Rashi is quoting from. Shabbos, I don't know, maybe you can find something in Shabbos, maybe it's a Yerushalmi, maybe it's a Gemara, maybe it's a Medrash. Let me give you a classic example. Yaakov Avinu was about to die. He also v'yagid l'cha meitah shayikas chan b'yachas hayamim. So what does it say? What does it say in the Gemara? What does it say? I already feel in one Gemara, I think it's the Gemara says, all of a sudden, he starts saying, Ruvein Bukhariyat. What happened to the Achris Hayonah? So Chazal said, I think Raj says, Yaakov Avinu, they said, Shem or Yesh Bochem. Maybe amongst my children is a child that we could have been in Adera. So the children respond, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And how does Yaakov Avinu respond? What does it say in the Gemara? Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Liolam Voed. Look at the Targum Yonis Ben Uziel, and he says the same story. And how does Yaakov Avinu respond? Yehei Shmei Rabom Mivarach Liolam Uliolmei Olmaya. So what is it? What is it? Did Yaakov Avinu say Baruch Shem, or did Yaakov respond Yehei Shmei Rabom? How are you going to answer the contradiction? So you can do what you want. You can either say that one is what he actually said, and the other is a perish of what does it mean, Baruch Shem? Baruch Shem means Yehei Shmei Rabbah, or just the opposite. Is that what it may be? Or maybe he said both. Maybe he said both. Or maybe they cannot be reconciled, irreconcilable, and there are two versions. It happens sometimes. There are two versions of a story, and one of them is right, one of them is wrong, and that happens. You have it all the time. all the time in Mamari Chazal, especially in Divrei Agadah, they cannot be reconciled, and they're just different versions. So it appears over here that Rashi, by quoting this piece, this interpreting the pasuk, the way he interprets, it is not rooted in the Gemara of Masechta Sanhedrin. It is rooted in a different version. And that's why Rashi said Shabbos. And what does he mean by Shabbos? Maybe he means there is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos somewhere that alludes to this in Rashi's version. Maybe he's referring to a Medrash. Maybe he's referring to a Yerushalmi Masechta Shabbos. Who knows? But the point is, it's not exactly. And because it's not exactly the same, I think it really opens up a whole world of commentary of what exactly was David trying to do. David said, Hashem, I also want to be called Elokei David. What does that mean? What does that mean, Elokei David? If you learn like the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, where it says, I want to be Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, when do we put all three together? When is the only time we put all three together? Davening, prayer. David says, I am the Amud HaTfilah, V'ani Tefilah. So I'm not asking you, Hashem, that I should be the patriarch of the Jewish people. I know this, who the patriarchs are. I know Avraham is the father of Klal Yisrael. I know that. I'm asking that in the Encyclopedia Talmudis of prayer, of tefillah, I should be, you know, have a chapter. I should be the first chapter. I should be recognized as being the pillar of prayer. Avraham David, Yitzhak David, Yaakov David. I also introduced an element of tefillah that they did not have. There's something about me, my koich of tefillah, that is new to Klal Yisrael, that is a foundation to Klal Yisrael. It's limited only in the world of tefillah. But if you learn like Rashi, who's obviously citing a different source, he's not coming to cite Elokei Avraham, what the Gemara says, but he's coming to cite an entirely different. David is comparing himself only to Avraham. Avraham was the Ishu Ivri. He went up against the entire world. The whole world had one idea, worship idols, and Avraham was the Ivri. He was against the entire world. David is coming to compete. I mean, it's much grander what David is saying according to Rashi. David is going head on with Avraham. I also want to be recognized as the founder of the Jewish people. Avraham, you know, did his thing. Moshe did his thing. And I'm also Elokei Avraham, Elokei David. Rashi, by not including Yitzchak and Yaakov, it appears that there's a very big difference if you're coming to ask Hashem, what's your question? When someone, the rule in life is always to listen. Okay, in business school, in Wharton, everyone here get an MBA from Wharton? I see a couple of hands over here. Such a hush over here. We have an hour share. We have Nobel Prize winners, and we have people with MBAs from Wharton, and we have nuclear scientists. We even have Mayor Appelhoff. He went to the moon. And never came back. We have all different types of people. So the question is, David HaMelech, when you ask this, what do they teach in business school? Listen, there's the 80-20 rule. When you have a conversation, strive to listen 80% of the time and speak 20% of the time. Because when you listen, everything you need to know is in listening. The nuances. Person comes and asks a question, listen to everything he has to say. Because what he has to say is not what you think he's going to say. If he says two, three words, you think you know it all. No. You're misled. Listen carefully, then you're really going to understand what's going on. David says to Hashem, Hashem, I want the world to say Elokei David. What does that mean? Listen, if David says to Hashem, why is it that everyone only says Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? They should say also Elokei David. That's a very different request than if David would say to Hashem, Hashem, the world says Elokei Avraham. Why don't they also say Elokei David? It's a very different request. If you're coming to compete with all three together, wait, when does Klal Yisrael say all three together? One time only, when they pray. Oh, David, you want to be entered into the Hall of Fame for prayer. There's a museum for prayer. You want there to have an exhibit. Okay. But if David is saying to Hashem, the Klal Yisrael, they say, Elokei Avraham, and they should say, Elokei David. We're not going anymore to the museum of prayer. We're going to something much bigger. We're going to the capital. Okay, we're going for something much more grand. Avraham is the Av of the whole Klal Yisrael. When you only say Avraham, you don't say Yitzchak and Yaakov, it's a whole different, I want to be Elokei. Oh, that's a whole different story. He was tested 10 times, not one time. You weren't even tested once. Bring it on. Okay, bring it on. The easy test. The easy test. We'll give you lifelines for this one. And even that he couldn't do.
Moshe?
A good question. Why Taka don't we see Elokei Moshe? Did Moshe ever ask? David is saying, I'm greater than Moshe. Well, it all depends. You know, it all depends on how you learn what the question is. What, Moshe never asked for that. Interesting. Moshe never asked for that.
He was humble.
All right. So,
over here also,
yeah,
may I say something, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. When David writes something, past and future, He mixes it.
Right. In the words, we always can...
Not future and past and not past. What he means here, I say what the Gemara says. Zamoti, what I planned, please, Hashem, test me. I wish it shouldn't pass my wife and my mouth. I shouldn't say that. Not in the future, like Rashi said.
Right, so it's as I said. It's the past.
I shouldn't ask that request.
Look at the
words. I did not say that.
That's what I said. That's exactly the point I was trying to make. Look at the words of the Gemara. Ichu zimama nofal bepumid man the sunni v'loy omar. It's exactly the difference between Rashi
right.
and Chazal. So that's exactly my whole point. Rashi is not quoting from this Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, David is having charata on the past. And Rashi is saying, without doubt, Hashem protect me, I should never do this again.
I shouldn't do it again.
So that was a red flag in my eyes, which forced me to go back and take a look. That's not the only difference between the Gemara and Rashi. There's another major difference. In the Gemara says where David complained, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. And David and Hashem says they were tested. Rashi says, only Avraham. Only Avraham. And Hashem says, ten nisyonos. So obviously, we're dealing here, it appears, that Rashi, and then Rashi's surprised, Kid Isa Masechta Shabbos. What are you talking about? Everyone over here is a Bucky and Shas. we're in Masechta Shabbos.
He brings that in, and Rashan explains it. That what he's referring to is Kol Ayman David Chata and Masechta, and that's in Masechta Shabbos. And that's what he's trying to say.
Who says that?
Hold on, right here for the Masha.
The Masha says what?
That this whole thing did.
He brings in Rashi?
In Shabbos, Kol Ayman David Chata Ein El Ataya, even though that's what he's referring to in Rashi. And he brings down the Rashi to Marsha.
Where do you see that by Marsha? Masechta Sanhedrin?
Yeah, my art school.
Is it Marsha?
Yeah.
Where's the Marsha in the art school?
Shabbos 56a, with Rashi.
Wait. Where are you quoting from? Where are you quoting from?
Okay.
Which art school are you looking
Shabbos.
From?
Shabbos. Sanhedrin.
You look at Masechta Sanhedrin on this Mary's Gemara, on that Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin is quoting Masechta Shabbos, Kedisa B'Shabbos. In Shabbos, where it says in Shabbos, it says, Kol Ayman David Chata Ein El Ataya.
Right. Okay. This whole thing. So and not only that, the Nisayan here that he brings out. It's interesting. The Gemara says it. The Nisayan that he's asking. All the Nisayan is that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to Avraham and Yitzchak. They didn't ask for it. They were surprised by it.
Right.
They didn't even know it was
coming. Because Hashem knew it was
this
good for them.
This was one that he knew was coming.
Well, he
knew it was coming.
They didn't know how.
Okay, but I knew it was coming.
Okay, but
they knew they were invading Russia.
So when it says in Rashi, Kedisa B'Shabbos, that just means one element of this, one element of this story. But the details,
the details is
not in the Masechta Shabbos.
That's right.
And it's I'm suggesting it's not in Masechta Sanhedrin either, because it's a different story. So where is Rashi telling you the different version? Different version. So where did Rashi get his version from? It must be either from a Medrash, maybe we know there's a Medrash, or a Yerushalmi, or a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. It's a different version. Because the whoever in the editor put the Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin close but no cigar. It's a different version. The details are not the same. And it's not proper, just, oh, what's the big deal? So it's a little different story. No. If it's a different version, it means something very, very different. The small little nuances in Chazal between what it says in the Medrash, what it says in the Gemara, a Bavli Yerushalmi, is a world of a difference. It's a world of a difference. What exactly? This is a very bizarre story. David wants to be called Elokei David. Excuse me, explain yourself. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Well, you need some source material, something to work with. So the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin gives us a little bit of an introduction. David says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Hashem says, they were tested. Really? They were tested? I know that Avraham was tested. Where was Yitzchak and Yaakov tested? Let's explain what that means. You have to know what it means they were tested before you can say, test me. The Gemara, what Rashi is quoting, he's very confident, Rashi, how he says this. He only says, why are they called Elokei Avraham? They should be called Elokei David. He was tested 10 times, and you were not. Test me. Oh, that's a whole different story. And then the conclusion is the future or the past. Now, when you have this background, oh, now we can begin to try to attempt to understand what do you want of it? You want to be called Elokei David? Why do you want to be called Elokei David? You want to be in the museum of Tefillah? Obviously, David felt that he introduced into Klal Yisrael something special, something unique that the others did not bring. Oh, what did you do, David, that we already do not have that can be considered yours? Is it in the world of Tefillah, as it would seem to be, because this is Tefillah LeDavid? The Fila LeDavid, no? Isn't that what it appears to be? That would be very nice with what it says in the Masechta Sanhedrin. Maybe not. Maybe David is referring to he's an Amud HaChesed. Kindness. Is that what it means? It doesn't seem like it, right? Maybe the lose to some type of revelation, an ability to fight. Like Avraham Avinu.
Because when we say Elokei Avraham, we're talking about Chesed.
But we say them together.
So he would have been Elokei David. I don't know what that neither would have
but,
been.
But the combination of the three together is something that we only express in prayer. What does David want? What is your question? I'll end up with a joke. I told this to you before, but I don't want to hear it. When Rashi printed his Sefer, this is the legend. The legend goes that when Rashi printed Rashi, right before Rashi, there's another legend, before Rashi wrote Rashi, Rashi fasted 613 days. You ever hear that legend? He had a tiny 613 days, excluding Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And then Rashi sat down and he wrote his commentary. And Rashi tested it. He tested his commentary. He would go from shul to shul, and like they put on the table a tzetel, like they have today. You put on a paper a tzetel, handwritten tzetel. And Rashi went into Gauls. He traveled the world, the civilized world of the Jewish people, and he made believe he was a beggar. And he went and he sat by Shal Shuris. No one knew who he was. And he put on the table called the Kuntris. It was called the Kuntris. And he would sit in the back of the shul, making believe he's learning. And people would come into shul, and they would look at another Kuntris, and they would start reading it, and they would talk about it. And Rashi would eavesdrop, and he would want to hear comments, feedback, in order to make it better. So Vayehi Hayom, it was freezing cold, bitter, bitter cold, snow. The weather was horrible, and Rashi, because he was traveling in disguise. he was starving, mamish starving to death, and he was freezing. And he comes into shul, and they weren't always so nice to him. When the beggar comes, they weren't in every community. So he's sitting in Julia, freezing. He's dying for some food. And someone walks into shul, and he sees on the table the kuntres, and he picks it up. He starts reading it. He's reading it and saying, this. And then the guy who reading it, what does Rashi want here? What is he saying here in this comment? What does Rashi want? So Rashi in the corner of him says, Rashi wants a hot bowl of soup. That's what he wants.
Who was the first one to learn Chumash with Rashi?
The first one to learn Chumash with Rashi? What do you mean?
Rashi's father.
Rashi's father, why? Yitzchak.
He learned Chumash with Rashi.
He learned Chumash with Rashi. Shloime Yitzchaki. All right, stop here and take a short break.
On that note.